Dr. Sanders, the veterinarian that's over the shelter in Anderson, had asked me about doing an assessment, which I readily agreed to. The things that she discovered and brought to my attention at that time constituted myself requesting SLED to conduct an investigation into a possible criminal violation. After SLED's investigation and the solicitor's review of no criminal charges, I then conducted an internal review of policies, procedures, and operations at the animal shelter and have made numerous changes in personnel and the management and leadership at the sheriff's office. We have also instituted some recommendations from that assessment already, and we're continuing as we move forward. We're going to be presenting some county ordinance recommendations for county council to consider going forward, and we'll also be announcing some new measures to our citizens. A couple of examples of those will include we've stopped trapping feral cats. That policy has already changed. There's going to be a new program that working with the Humane Society that will be announced as far as a community diversion program for these type of animals. Additional measures, we'll be closing the shelter May 28th for some training for our staff as well as the Humane Society on an intake diversion program. If an owner wants to surrender an animal, the Humane Society will work with them and try it. If they need food, for example, they will help them to obtain food for that animal, to try to take every measure that we can to prevent animals from coming into our shelter. Up until recently, per county ordinance, and we didn't turn any animals away. Anyone that brought an animal there that wanted to turn in that animal, it was taken at the shelter, and the shelter was averaging between 300 and 350 animals a month that were coming in, and we're talking about a facility that's only rated to house 150 animals. So I'm appreciative of the efforts and the programs going forward, but I'm certainly disappointed in some of the things that was discovered during the assessment. I've told our staff from day one, we get what we inspect and not what we expect. But going forward, I'm confident that we're going to see drastic improvements and some new programs that will allow us to save even more than the 60 to 65% of the animals on average that's been saved thus far. Our goal going forward is to get into the 90 percentile range of animals saved.